Use as directed.
Me being married to Roberta, there's something wrong, really wrong.
She had a dream that you got married.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember that old song? Last night I had a wonderful dream about you. Remember?
Very odd dream.
Good morning, America. It's a cacophony of sounds already here, and we're only a minute into the broadcast in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is here with his skirt on so he'll fit in with the other ladies.
That's right.
Right. It's all set and raring to go.
On.
You wear anything under that kilt? Anything under that kilt?
Lots of television news. We'll cover that with Jennifer Horn later on in this hour. Roberta will have her way of saving money. The queen of cheap boxes, loaded to the gills, smart deals and steals, that sort of thing, coming up at the bottom of the hour, something that you look forward to. Roberta, in the last hour, I introduced the audience to SusanSnaps.com, and I would like to do that again as perhaps the website of the day. Susan Snaps, all one word, SusanSnaps.com.
Two P's or one?
One P.
Okay.
Snaps, as in ginger snaps. This is the story of a lady who had cancer in her family, started making cookies, ginger snaps, to bring to the hospital for her family members, and then it's become a big business. She makes 10,000 cookies a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Ships them around the country. It has to be kind of overwhelming. But I really do think that the ginger snaps are called Susan Snaps because of Susan and her recovery and Susan's parents and aunts. I mean, the family apparently is riddled with cancer. So she was bringing these things and she had treatment as well. So I thought it was a good way to remind. There are many people who today and yesterday and tomorrow will spend their days ministering to those who need help, who need consolation, who need love, who need attention. And so this is just a way to sort of pass something along that I think is very helpful.
Well,
so
your prices are very reasonable.
Yeah. I think it's a really neat site. So
yeah,
I congratulate
great.
Her. Other
delicious.
Bright spots in the day, lest we get lost in Egyptology. The Egyptians are protesting today again. A lot of news from this area. There have been a lot of people around the world, leaders of countries, that have urged the United States to abandon Mubarak. And I think kind of they would like to, but don't know how to. You know, considering how much money we've paid this guy, him off.
Can't do it publicly.
No, you can't do it publicly. You just keep quiet, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of the news that people are talking about is coming from Al Jazeera, not from the Western news people. Western news media doesn't seem to be getting a hold of any of the printed media is there, but there's not a lot of video that's coming directly from the Western sources. They're taking a lot of video from Al Jazeera. Actually, what they're doing is taking video from people who are using their phones, their phone cameras, and using Facebook and Twitter and email.
Yep.
The video is showing up everywhere. People are using those things. It's amazing, the new reality of technology. You look at some of these pictures from there, show a lot of angry people. This Mohammed El-Baradei, who is the Nobel laureate, he's the opposition leader who has gone back to, he was not excommunicated, what do you call it? He was, when they throw you out of the country.
Expatriate.
Thank you, Richie. Right. He has gone back there and has been the leader of the protests. Is he likely to be the new leader? No. Mubarak, in his typical way, is not listening to the people. And this guy was arrested, I think, Friday or Saturday, by the police, the state police or the military. The military is the military. In the Middle East, they don't separate people much. You know, if you're in a uniform, you're in the army or you may be a policeman, but it's all the same sort of thing. So you look at the problems over there, You look at the positions of various people around the world. What I'm more interested in, I saw a picture of the people around the Pyramid of Giza, which is just outside, about 40 miles, maybe a little less, outside of Cairo. Having been there, this is one of the most fascinating things about what you think versus what is reality. When we were in school, how many of you saw the, maybe even in Sunday school, but you all saw pictures of the Great Pyramids in Egypt, right?
Yes.
And you think they're out in the middle of the desert. They are not. They are in this town, Giza, which is outside of Cairo, and it's a fascinating thing to look at the way that they're set forth, at least in most of the textbooks that I saw as a child. Didn't you all, Roberta, Jennifer, when you thought of the pyramids, didn't you think they were out in the middle of...
Yes, I thought you had to get there by camel or something, like no roads or anything.
No, they're in this town. And the other thing that's fascinating about the pyramids, if you've never been there, is the Sphinx. The Sphinx,
I love the Sphinx.
Looks like it's this big, massive thing, and it's not.
Really?
It's not that big at all. It really isn't.
How big is it? How high is it?
I mean, it's the size
of a... One story, two stories?
I would say the size of a pretty good-sized house, Richie.
Really?
But do you get... When you look at it in pictures in the textbooks, it looks like this massive, big... It isn't.
Yeah.
It's not that big at all. And you can get into it.
How about the pyramids? How
you
big
can't
are they?
Get into the pyramids are big. Yeah, you can't get in. Well, they're all... There's three or four different sizes. But what impressed... Remember I told you the story of being there... And of, we went out, I was with a assistant secretary for foreign aid, the aid director, was a guy that I became very good friends with. I liked the guy a lot. And so he invited me to go. We were on four or five different trips with him. And one night when we were there for this Cairo, there was the first international women's conference was held a year after Sadat was killed. Well, maybe it was later than that. I can't remember. But I remember going by the place where he was killed and thinking, oof, this is kind of eerie. Anyway, we went to Brian Atwood was his name. And he and I and three or four other people on his staff went to dinner at this little restaurant in Cairo where, you know, we were given a room and we had actually quite a good meal. Egyptian food is either really very good or very bad. Nothing in between. Very good or very bad. So, anyway, having had dinner, it was about 10 o'clock at night, and we were all, I was kind of like, you know how I am at 10 o'clock. Doesn't make a difference what time zone I'm in. At 10 o'clock,
right.
I'm done.
Right.
So he says, you want to go to the pyramids? And I thought, well, I've never been to the pyramids. And I thought, like everybody else, that they were a long ways away. I said, how long's the ride? He says, no, we'll be there in half an hour. We were all riding in bulletproof vans, and he said, well, we'll quietly go up there and we'll just nose around and you know, nobody will pay any attention. Well, when he called his people, the security people, they called the Egyptian police and say, we want to bring this group of people, four or five people, up to the pyramids because they're closed at night. You can't get at them. Everything's closed. And so they asked if we wanted to go into where the pyramids are.
Oh, cool.
And, Brian says, you want to go? Because Brian had been there before. I says, yeah, I'd love to if we could. And so here we are planning to go quietly and incognito. They give us a police escort with the front and back. There are two or three cars. And in front of us, there's a police car with the blue lights flashing. Mm-hmm. And behind us are a couple of motorcycle police. Again, the lights. And I said to Brian, this is going to be trouble or not? He said, no, this is just their way of making sure you're okay, telling everybody you're coming. It was diplomatic. Anyway, so we went up. There's a side road that leads up to where the pyramids are, and there's like a stone wall. It's their equivalent of what we have in New England here, stone walls. And Brian and I and a couple of other people sat on that wall and contemplated everything for a couple of hours. We stayed for a couple of hours and looked up. We were far enough away. Giza is a moderately good-sized community. But you get to the pyramids by going through town, and then it's just sort of right outside of town. You drive up this little hill, and then you're there. You're right there. Literally, I was shocked when we drove through town how quickly we got to the pyramids. And we just sat there, the three of us all talking and looking at the stars. I didn't have anybody that I was romantic with at the time, but it would have been probably one of the most romantic realities that you could possibly imagine. And it was so quiet, and you're close to the city, but there aren't the lights to sort of dim out what happens. You know, when you go into a city, you can never see the stars.
Right.
The lights
right.
of the city are too bright. One of the things I love about living on the farm is I can see all the stars every night. It's wonderful because there's no light around. But just being there and contemplating what went on, Tony used to tease me when we would go visit things in England like Shakespeare's house, and I would say, if only the walls could whisper. But
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, imagine the stories that you could, that you, I mean, we've all read in history about how the pyramids were made and the number of slaves that died and, you know, that whole thing. And you wonder, you look at them and you marvel, considering how old they are, how they got these damn things built.
And how they're still standing.
And how they are still standing. Right, Richie?
Yeah.
How they still stand. It is absolutely, it's mind-boggling what those people went through to build those things as many thousands of years ago as they did. And the fact that they still exist is an amazing testimony. But anyway, the reason I'm off on that is because Egypt is much the focus of what people are talking about today, and chaos engulfing. There's 18 million people live in Cairo. Do you know that? Cairo is the biggest city in the Middle East. 18 million people. And the poverty level, this is why Mubarak is getting booted, and he should. He's got his family literally have become billionaires. They have been ripping off. You have to pay a tax to the Mubarak family one way or another if you want anything to get in out of, or out of Cairo of 18 to 20%. They put the money in their pocket. And they're, meanwhile, they have a 40% unemployment rate. They have people that live on bread, and that's it. That's the basic staple of the diet. What the hell do you think these people are going to do? Once now the advent of the new media, texting, cell phones, Twitter, Facebook, these things change the world. They have, and they will continue to do that. This country will never be the same again. And so you wonder, why aren't there other... What do you think the guys in the Middle East, these guys are in Saudi Arabia and some of these other puppet dictatorships, they're nervous as hell. They don't want to see what's going on.
They don't see the handwriting of the wall.
Of course.
Arabia especially.
Right.
They're stuffing the mattresses right now.
They're
not long.
Warm up that jet.
Now their money is all in the Western banks.
Now, of course it is.
The Western
right.
I hate
yeah.
so much.
Why they
Get
continue
the escape
to
pod ready.
Gouge the hell out of us when it comes to the cost of gasoline. But their day will come. We're going to get to later on in the hour also an update from Roberta and Richie and Jennifer. And I actually started my MetaFast stuff this weekend. I had the pancakes.
Eating my oatmeal right
now.
Yes,
you do.
Yeah,
I had my vanilla shake.
You know what? I'm going to make a vanilla shake. I was going to do that right now. And I'm tempted to use Easily Farm milk instead of the...
No!
I know.
Come on!
All right, 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later...
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
We-
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Daimler.
Don't know much about history.
Don't know much biology.
Don't know much about science book.
Don't know much about the French I took.
You gonna learn me on some history?
That I love you.
Yes, I am.
Hook me up.
Go back to this day in history. On this date in 1958, President Dwight Eisenhower got a telephone call, the direct line to Cape Canaveral, Florida. What the president heard was the launch of the Explorer 1 satellite. He listened to it as it was taking off. I have right now in my body, because I can remember this like it was yesterday. Isn't it amazing? I haven't thought about this, I'll bet you, maybe for 40-some-odd years. I have goosebumps all over my body. Those of you who remember Explorer 1 put into orbit on a Jupiter C rocket, and it was the first time radio signals from this satellite. It weighed 30 pounds. 30 pounds. This thing on the end of the rocket went up, and they were picked up in California on that satellite farm that was being built at the time, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. 56 days before that, we had tried to launch the satellite, but it didn't work. And so they brought in a German expatriate named Werner von Braun.
Oh, yeah.
Who was the German.
Much?
he was the guy who developed all the rockets the Nazis used.
Yeah. That's right.
As a genius child, sort of, would he be a protege? What would you call a genius or a scientist? This kid was in his 20s when he started building these rockets. And then he came to America, and they hired him to work at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And he's the one who modified the Jupiter C rocket so it could carry this little, this 30-pound satellite. The first U.S. space satellite, Explorer 1, went around the Earth every 114 minutes at 2,000 miles up in space. Its purpose was to measure radiation found in space, and it sent the data back to Earth. But can you imagine? Think about now how sophisticated we are, how much we have done. And it was 1958 when it all started. So think about it for a second in terms of time. That's 53 years ago, right? Isn't that 53 years ago? Yeah. 53 years ago, we were putting the first piece of space junk
wow.
up and how much has happened since then. As a matter of fact, the purpose of measuring the radiation and how to measure it, the way of the Von Braun got the rocket up, but a guy named James Van Allen was the one who was the scientist who discovered how these radiation belts worked after looking at the data. So they called the first belt after him, the Van Allen radiation belt. How many of you learned about that when you were in school? Remember the Van Allen belt?
No.
Oh, yeah. I this is, again, this is kind of goosebumpy stuff here. The first rockets, and then the next series, the Saturn launch vehicles and all of those things. I think that's really pretty cool to think back to that day. How many of you actually remember? Richie can't remember. He wasn't around. Roberta,
no,
you would have been.
No, but I mean, I remember learning about it.
Well, that's it. See, and how many people learn about this? I don't mean to get off on this, you know, this grousing that I do about the educational system, but I want to know if people are actually learning. You're a science teacher. You teach this to your children. This is a great way, again, to make people feel good about America and what we've accomplished. And we've so forgotten all of this stuff. We took it for stride. We took it for granted. And yet this is one of the great, great, great things that were accomplished in America in our lifetime. And, you know, we had one guy that was a German that came in and helped us build this program. But Van Allen was a well-known West Coast scientist. And the fact that he put all this stuff together as far as the information is concerned, it's amazing what we have learned and, sadly, what we take for granted. So maybe through these visions we can remember some of these things that were important. That's my hope. 28 after the hour, and good day.
I'm Shelley Palmer, and here's some advice on buying HDTV sets. The options may be overwhelming, but HD sets are priced to fit almost any budget. You can get a wonderful picture on almost any set from a major manufacturer. So ignore the geek speak and choose an HDTV based on your budget and the size of the set. If you like sitting in the back of the theater, get a smaller set. But if you want to be right in the action, the bigger, the better. You can also forget the specs. You won't be able to tell the difference between a 1080p and a 720p picture when you get the set home. I promise you. Don't worry about the refresh rate, pay no attention to the Energy Star rating, and forget the contrast ratio. All of these specifications are for engineers, and you can ignore them. Hooked up to your cable set-top box, you're going to love any HDTV that fits your budget and fits into your room. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Military families are just different. You just have to live it to understand.
Fortunately, at USAA, we understand just how unpredictable and challenging a military life can be. That's why our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. For more information, call 866-461-USAA or go to USAA.com. We know what it means to serve. Let us serve you. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days. Guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Come.
Picking up and quitting their job. Imagine in this reality how that would work. Not so well, I don't think. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, who is our queen of cheap, is ready, chomping at the bit. So I'm going to get to her in just a moment. First, though, in the word scramble department, I've come up with a word that maybe you can get your brain. See, the idea on Monday, you got to get your brain working.
You got to get going.
Is this
going
to be like?
Got to get going. Is this going to be a challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to make it dumb like all the rest you usually do. Better easy. No challenge for us.
Yeah, you're such a genius, Rich.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, here we go.
This stuff, I'm good.
You figure it out.
Okay.
Here are the letters. Unscramble this word, please. The winner will get a swell prize. Matter of fact, Roberta's going to go through in a moment where all of our ski stuff is. After we do the Queen of Cheap, we're going to get to that. But first, in order to get to the prize department, you got to figure this out. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Here are
ready.
The letters. Ready, Roberta?
Ready.
R-E. Actually, you know what? I should do this. I'm going to do this a different way.
Rehab.
No.
Okay, scratch those out.
No, I don't scratch them out. There are two R's.
Okay.
There's a W.
Two R's, a W.
There are two E's.
E-E.
There's an L.
L.
There's an S and a T. All right, got it? Two R's, two E's.
Rowelist.
That's true. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is, Roberta. Okay, you got it figured out? Call us at 800. Richie hasn't got it figured out yet. No. 800. So it's a bit of a challenge. 800-510-8255. This letter, I would like to have you unscramble. And if you haven't won in the word scramble game before, you'll be the eligible person for the prize. First person in with the right word gets the prize. Unscramble these letters and make a word.
This is a good one.
This is a good one.
Two R's, two E's, a W, an L, an S, and a T. Okay, got it? Want me to do it again? One more time. Two R's, two E's, a W, an L, an S, and a T. What's the word? 800-510-8255. Look at all the smart people in Michigan, Richie. They got it figured out.
Already?
Already. Huh. All right. Meanwhile, Roberta Fasanelli is here.
I'm going to look.
Queen of Cheap.
What are you gonna look at? Sweetler.
Roberta, will you just... come on. Let's get into the Queen of Cheap box, will you please?
I guess I got to hit the button first.
Yeah, why don't you do that, Richie, so we can get to the deals.
She's the Queen
and steals.
The diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Oh, you need an invitation? Let's go.
Okay, Jen, for you and I, free Maybelline Foundation sample. It's the new Fit Me Foundation sample. I love this because, you know, I hate using the samples in the stores because you don't know what kind of ugly stuff there is in them.
Germs.
Yeah. Especially like the lipstick samples. Like, who would do that? But this way you can get them in the mail and it's all yours and you can try them in the privacy of your own bathroom. We got a hotel lobby coupon. That's kind of like, you know, a hobby shop, like kind of like Michael's. It's 40% off. You can either print it out and bring it into a store, or you can go online. We have the online code for you. Free Panda Express Firecracker Chicken on February 3rd. Just kind of giving you a heads up.
Imagine
for that.
We're in February already. Tomorrow is the first day of February.
Yep. So February 3rd, which is Thursday, right?
Thursday. Very
free
good.
Panda
Roberta.
Express Firecracker Chicken. Mm-hmm. We've got a buy one cone, get one free at Baskin Robbins. That's always great. I usually print out a whole slew of them and give them to the kids.
You encourage your children to have ice cream?
Kids want ice cream once in a while. I don't do it all the time.
Easily Farm ice cream is the best.
Sell ice cream, you drug pusher.
No. And it's not the cream that's bad, and it's all the sugar that's bad.
I said to Canada, maybe this little thing that's wrong that he's got working with on my physical on Friday turned up an irregularity in my heart. And the first time we looked at it, after I'd gone through the CAT scan, I said, looks like too much Eastleigh Farm ice cream to me.
Okay, now this is kind of an interesting one. Sign up for this before the Super Bowl. You have to pre-register, and if the Super Bowl goes into overtime,
so it has to be done, can it be done a minute before the Super Bowl from now until Sunday? It can be done any time up to the beginning of the game.
Technically.
Okay.
But if the Super Bowl goes into overtime, everyone who pre-registers will be eligible to receive a large one-topping Papa John pizza for free.
No, it's not for free.
It's free.
Just plain free.
Well, it says for free in the copy here.
Well, they don't get it either.
The copy.
Most of the people writing copy now in these agencies couldn't make it through the sixth grade.
This is true.
Oh, my God. Some of the copy is awful.
We have a printable coupon for you for 20% off just about everything at JCPenney. That's a great deal. And we have a free one-year subscription to More Magazine. All you have to do is go to the website link, fill out the form. I got mine yesterday. I love getting free magazines.
I couldn't figure it out, and I looked at the call screen and thought,
are you still
nice going, Richie.
Did you figure it out, Jennifer?
People have it
totally.
Yet?
Totally.
You've heard, you know Boney. Boney Maroney. Boney Maroney's brother is Richie Maroney.
Yeah, today I am.
So go to the Queen of Cheap's website at DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com, and you get all these great free deals on
Lots of great things.
Man.
Now, Roberta. The list of free, we are giving away ski trips to places all over the country.
We have lift tickets, we have trips, we have all sorts of stuff.
Do you have a list of those just as a reference point? I know I have them, and you're going
to
tell me.
I just emailed them to you,
I know you did. I'm trying to give you more airtime, more FaceTime, time so that you can show your value.
We have vacation certificates to Angel Fire Resort in New Mexico. We have vacation certificates to Smuggler's Notch in Vermont. And we've got lift tickets all around the country, so in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Washington, North Carolina, West Virginia, New York. All over the place. Arizona, Connecticut even, Massachusetts. We're going to be giving all of these lift tickets away. You know, lift tickets are like $50, $60 a day.
Are they really?
We're giving away two or four lift tickets at a pop.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
They're expensive.
By the way, Richie, do you remember today, not today, this week is Jennifer's birthday?
It is, Dougie.
It is.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. All right. So I just want to make sure everybody
it's
remembers
like being
that.
Born on Christmas.
In a moment. No, it isn't. There's a lot of people who don't pay any attention, like me, to Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah. All right. So anyway, we have a lot of television material to cover here. First, though, we've got to find out what our word scramble is.
So wait a minute. Are you comparing the Super Bowl to Jesus?
No, but I'm saying a lot of people celebrate the Super Bowl like they celebrate Christmas.
My wife's birthday is on Christmas, and she has to compete with Jesus. You have to compete with the NFL.
With Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, that is pretty tough.
Jesus is a soul man, Richie. Remember that.
That's right.
Okay, so the letters are, let's see, there's two R's, two E's, a W, an L, a T, and an S. All right? As it turns out, we have lots of smart people, including Annette, Redwood City, California. Morning. Welcome to Good Day, Annette.
Good morning.
How are things with you today?
So far, so good.
That's right. It's early. The day could unfold into any number of things, right?
Pardon me?
The day could unfold into any number of things.
It certainly could.
Yes. Are you pretty good at these sorts of things? Do you like to do games with your brain? Yeah.
I do.
All right. So what's the word that I misspelled?
Wrestler.
Wrestler is the word.
And I know wrestling.
I know.
Darn it.
Nobody got it here.
Wrestling.
That's why I looked at it.
However,
as soon as I looked at the answer, I was like, I should have had that.
Clever people on the phone, every single caller has the right word, Richie. What does that say about you?
Well, because you can't misspell it. There was no.
Oh, but you stopped making excuses.
Like Roberta
what
was
a sore loser.
No.
Anybody who called in, you're a sore loser.
What word would
loser.
Those letters
Richie
also spell?
Is a loser.
What word would those
loser.
Letters also spell?
What?
What? What word would that letter
There's
on?
No other real option.
No. So,
of course, anybody who calls in is going to have the right answer.
Annette.
Don't listen to them, Annette. Congratulations.
I'm not.
Now, what other kind of mind games do you play? Or mind games? I mean, brain games do you play?
I like to play some games on the computer. It's Mind Impulse.
Mind Impulse.
Any
what's
kind
that?
Of crossword puzzles.
Yeah, what's Mind Impulse? What happens when you play that?
I guess it's kind of like a Mahjong.
Really? Okay, what is Mahjong? What's Mahjong? I don't know what that is either.
You know what Mahjong is?
Well, if I did know what it was, Roberta, would I ask so that I would sound stupid?
Yes.
What is Mahjong? Thank you. What is Mahjong? Annette, save me.
I don't know how to describe it. It's a game you play with tiles.
Yeah.
And
it's a cross between, I'd say, bridge and dominoes.
Oh, that's cool.
Not bridge, but gin rummy.
Okay, gin rummy and dominoes.
Hmm? Okay. When I think of dominoes, I think of pizza. That's it.
No, it's a Chinese game.
Nice.
All right, Annette, are you a skier?
No, I'm not.
All right, so we're going to give you something else from the Doug Steffen prize closet, all right?
Fine.
Hold on just a second. Nice to have you on board. That's Annette with Whiff.
Does she know anybody?
Whiffed the right answer.
All right. Jim, would you like a ski trip to someplace?
Sure.
Where do you want to go?
I live in Newburgh, New York.
You do?
Oh, he should go to Smugglers then.
You a skier, Jim?
Yeah.
You are?
Oh.
All right. Just because you're a good guy, Jim, we've picked your name out of the hat. We've decided to be very good, and we're going to give you a ski trip, all right? So how's that for a deal?
Thank you very much.
All right, hold on. Newburgh, New York. It remind me where Newburgh is, up along the thruway. I remember seeing the signs.
I think it's just south of Albany, I think.
You know where Stewart Airport is?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Space.
Yep.
I'm 5 minutes from the Air Force Base.
There you go.
So if we're attacked, I got the big C-5As over there.
Yeah, good for you.
Nice.
Very good.
That's good to know.
Send him on a ski trip, will you please? 16 before the hour, Roberta is done with her task, and now it's Jennifer's task to bring us up to date on television, which is what we'll do in just a moment here on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
David Arquette, Lindsay Lohan, Hollywood is known for celebs who excessively drink or take drugs. And that's not all. An American Academy of Pediatrics study shows nearly 90% of 16 to 19-year-olds say they had their first drink soon after turning 11. And 1 million high school students are already frequent binge drinkers and more likely to use drugs, have sex, and do poorly in school. So what's the answer? Pax Prentice, co-founder and director of the world-renowned Passages Malibu Addiction Cure Center, was also an addict for 10 years, who, with the right therapy, survived and thrived. So does rehab work?
Traditional 12-step programs didn't work for me, and they don't work for many people. You must treat the underlying causes in one-on-one therapy. This is what worked for me. I've been clean and sober for 10 years. I was using cocaine, heroin, and alcohol, but I turned my life around, and you can too.
For more on Passages Malibu, to help someone you know or love, call 1-888-520-CURE.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
All right. Oh, go.
Hi.
All right, 13 for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Oprah's search for the next TV star. Anybody watching this?
No, not yet.
Right, what is there other than just more promotion for her?
It's a genius idea because it built a lot of buzz before they launched the network because she had a lot of submissions, like thousands and thousands of people wanting a show on the Oprah Network.
Yeah, well, who doesn't? I'd want one.
Wouldn't you? I know.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have time, though. Too busy doing this thing. Meanwhile, also from television this weekend, 60 Minutes, an interesting interview with Julian Assange, who is the founder of WikiLeaks. So we decided we'd take a couple of excerpts before you get started, Jennifer, from this so we'd know a little more about Julian and what he does and how it works. He talked about whether this was a subversive exercise, that is, running WikiLeaks.
Are you a subversive?
I'm sure there are certain views amongst Hillary Clinton and her lot that we are subverting their authority. But you're right. We are subverting illegitimate authority. The question is whether the authority is legitimate or whether it's illegitimate.
Yeah, I'm with him. I think he's done a service for everybody who wants to know what's going on. He was accused of being anti-American. Here's his response to that.
Not at all. In fact, our founding values are those of the U.S. Revolution. They are those of people like Jefferson and Madison. And we have a number of Americans in our organization. If you're a whistleblower and you have material that is important, we will accept it, we will defend you, and we will publish it.
Good. All right, Jen, what else is going on in the world of television?
Well, the SAG Awards, Dougie, were last night, and while most of them honored movies, which Chucker will talk about next hour, there were a few TV nominations, and Boardwalk Empire was the best drama series. Steve Buscemi was the best actor. Juliana Margulies, your favorite from The
like
Good
her.
Wife, was the best actress in a drama.
Good.
Modern Family was the best comedy. Alec Baldwin was the best male actor in a comedy series. And then Betty White, our girlfriend that we love, was the best actor in
I saw her last night on a Hallmark Hall of Fame show that I thought was marvelous. How many people saw that last night?
I heard that it was on with Jennifer Love Hewitt, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's very, I find her very appealing.
Now, TNT, we talked about this last week, gave The Closer 6 more episodes. That's the final verdict, extending their final season to 21.
The final verdict is in, Richie.
That's the final verdict.
And it's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Raw at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
A store near you.
This is good.
Elvis Costello watching the detectives.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen here. As it is the end of the hour, the serious material, we've been very serious. No, we haven't, but, you know.
Slightly.
Yeah, I was about Jeff Goldblum likes to date young ladies. He's 58 years old and is dating a 26-year-old.
Wow.
The pair, lady's name is Lydia Hurst Shaw, kissing outside a restaurant in Hollywood this weekend. He was dating a 21-year-old before this.
Whoa.
Wow.
21?
Yeah, that's a little bit.
That's a little creepo.
I mean, it's like dating your father.
No, in that case, maybe grandfather.
Or dating your daughter. Oh, yeah, grandfather, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Khloe Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is tired of everybody thinking she's pregnant because she's put on a couple of pounds.
Every 5 minutes. Is she pregnant? She's wearing loose-fitting clothes.
Yeah. What is the deal? Is she getting to be sexier? You know me. I think that...
That's funny.
Well, she was always... I mean, she's definitely the more voluptuous sister because she's 5'10" or 5'11". I mean, she's very tall. And she's more voluptuous than the other ones. Yes, to Lamar Odom on the Lakers.
Oh, okay.
But she lost a lot of weight and has gotten skinnier. And now she's probably putting a little back on. And everybody's, you know, up in arms thinking she's with child.
Not me. I'm not up in arms about anything.
I know. You like it.
Yep, I do, as a matter of fact. I prefer, as long as, you know, yeah, you can, there's different ways of dealing with it. But in, and some people, maybe she's gotten onto the MetaFast diet. That may be how she's dealing with it. MetaFast, now I'm getting into this myself now.
Roberta's
been into it. Jennifer's been into it. Reese's been into it. So now I'm in it. I have these pretzel sticks.
Oh, aren't they good?
Yeah.
I didn't get pretzels.
Didn't
yet.
You?
No, I got Parmesan.
And I have a, I did do the, why the, the funniest thing. I'm opening up the package for the, I wanted the vanilla milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened up the package. It's dusty. The stuff I, you know, kind of shaking around.
Dusty,
right. It's true. Well, my kitchen
powdery.
Does have a little powder on
yeah,
it. You're
powdery.
Right.
Powder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just shake it down.
Right. So there are important things for you to remember. And I guess maybe I would ask each of you, there are five MetaFast meals that you have been choosing. You've chosen among the 70. If, for those of you who don't know it, MetaFast is helping all of us lose weight, and they certainly can help you lose weight. This is really an intelligent way of going about this this problem that we have of wanting to be in better shape. Exercise goes well with this, keeping yourself like Richie is at Taekwondo. Good day.
Taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
Right.
Roberta's pretty good at going to the gym. Jennifer is at home. She lifts weights while she's on the program.
So I'm a walker.
Yeah. So five meals you choose from. I had the chicken soup last night.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Yeah,
I like soup.
Yep. Thought that was good. So we have shakes and soups and stew and chili and oatmeal and scrambled eggs.
Oatmeal
is
great.
Yeah, I just finished oatmeal, and I want to try the chili next time around.
The chili's good, too.
The bars also. They have these bars.
That's my main thing is the peanut butter chocolate bars.
Oh, aren't they good? Yeah, oh, my God.
I like the lemon meringue.
I listen to these people talking about
really good.
How good this stuff
the
is.
The soft serve. Have you tried the soft serve ice cream
yet
that you make yourself?
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, man.
So,
the chocolate is unbelievable.
Folks, as you're listening to everybody talk about how good this is, keep in mind MetaFast is recommended by Dr. Ken Kronhaus and 20,000 other doctors because it is so safe, so fast. I went on it on Friday, and I already lost 4 pounds. I need to lose about another 10, 12 to get, and I'm getting back. And I decided, I told Ken after my physical on Friday, I'm going to put my body back in the shape that it was in 25 years ago. 25, 30 years ago. I'm determined to do that.
And I don't get why you say that 25 years ago. I mean, why not to the – it was back last year or 2 years. What was wrong with your
– I don't have as much muscle as I used to.
Yeah, you know what? You haven't had a serious gym regimen in five years.
Well, so now I'm doing that because Brendan and I signed up to the Eastern Gym around the corner. So that's where I'm going to go. And to fix that stuff up. Now, in the meantime, so a good exercise program. And because I was muscular as a younger person, and I just haven't. The work on the farm keeps me in shape, but I don't like. I want.
Yeah,
like
I mean, 10 years ago. Yeah, that's right. Ten years ago. Yeah, you were more cut than you are now.
All right. So anyway, I want to be like you when I grow up, Richie.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. Like you go to MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken. Save $50. MetaFastKen.com. Get on this diet and lose the weight. You can call them also. 800-506-4115. Toll free. 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken. Save money and lose weight. 800-506-4115 or MetaFastKen.com.